It's on?
Thanks, sir. Shir 5, Hilchos Sukkah. We're doing Simon Sof Reish Chof Ches. Dinei Sukkot Shetach HaSukkah. Just before we start, we're going to go over some basic points, and after we have these basic points, we'll be able to go through the Simon much quicker. Some of them maybe was covered in the previous Simon, some of them coming up later on. Some basics about what makes a sukkah kosher or puzzle. So first, there's a minimum height, 10 tvachim. Second, there's a maximum height of 20 amos. So if the thing about this 20 amos height is that it doesn't puzzle the schach, per se, it puzzles the sukkah. So if you have, at least according to the halacha, that if you have a schach where it's over 20 amos high, you're not dealing with schach puzzle, you're just dealing with the puzzle of sukkah. It's important, you'll see in a second. Point number three is that the schach has to be tzel sum ruv mechamah, so it has to have more shade than sun given off. Point number four is that the size of the sukkah has to be at least 7 by 7 tvachim. 7 amashu by 7 amashu tvachim. Point number five is that it has to be something that you could live in if you walk into it and the floor collapses. Or you walk in and a normal wind comes and blows off the schach. It's not a kosher sukkah. Number six, the pasuk in Parshas Emor says, "Pesukos teshu shivas yomim." So it's written choser. Okay, it says basukos, but you read if it's written without the second vav. So the Gemara darshins that means you can only be in one sukkah. You can't be in a sukkah that has another sukkah over it. You can't have two schachs over you. Only one. I just finished giving a lot of definitions of what's a sukkah, because if you are missing some of those, if you're missing one of those things, then maybe what's above you is not a sukkah, and you don't have to worry about it. Let's start now. And it says sukkah shetach hasukkah. We have one sukkah on top under another sukkah. Ha'elyona ksheira v'tachtona psula. The top one is going to be kosher, and the bottom one's going to be puzzle. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Hatachtona psula dechsev basukos chaser vav bein achav v'tav tzlosh niyachid ubezeh." If you're in this sukkah tachas sukkah, who yoshev tachas shleis chachim, not one. So that's not going to be kosher. The bottom one's not kosher because you're under two. If you happen to be on the top one, meaning you're on the roof of the bottom one, so then if the schach that's over you, the second one is within 20 amos, then you're in a kosher sukkah and that's okay. But the bottom one's going to be puzzle.
Is it within 20 amos in the bottom of the top? Or
of the bottom of the top. It's a good question. The Be'er Halacha asks that question and he concludes that it's talking about 20 amos, within 20 amos of the schach, of the bottom one, but it could be more than 20 amos from the floor. Okay? Then the Mechaber continues. V'hani mili. What is this talking about? Shiachol ha-tachtona lekabel karim uksasol shel elyona v'afila de'atchak v'yesh b'nei ha-masar tvachim. So now we're getting into some of the requirements to make a good sukkah. So when is this a psul of a sukkah tacha sukkah? That's if there is the floor of the top sukkah, which is the roof of the bottom sukkah, is strong enough to hold a person who's eating, as we can see in the Mishnah Berurah, and able to have the pillows and the coverings there as well. And it also has a space, an airspace from between the two stocks of at least 10 tefachim, because that's the minimum amount or height for a sukkah. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah. Sheyachol la'tachto l'kabel. We said the karm uksasos. Rotzaloma shechazakol l'kabel al karm uksasos she'odam anicham kidei lishon aleihem. It's strong enough to be able to support the pillows, the coverings that a person uses to sleep on. The Adam Yoshev Sham Ba'ochel Sudasan. The person is also sitting there and he's eating his Suda. Ozi Nikreis B'Shem Sukkah. Then it can be called a Sukkah. Or Mameila Mifsalah Tachtona Mishem Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. And then it comes out that you have a bona fide Sukkah above that's going to pass the Sukkah that's below. Rafilu Aydeh Adchak. What does it mean Aydeh Adchak? That it can hold the Karm Ksosos Aydeh Adchak. Rotzaloma Shagag Shel HaTachtona, the roof of the lower sukkah, Shehi Karkois Shel HaYonah, which is the floor of the upper sukkah, Misna'ano, kishemishtamshim shom, it shakes. You know, it feels like it's about to cave in, but it's not going to cave in. So even in that case, it's still considered a good sukkah, even though it's shaking. So therefore, if you have such a sukkah, at least 10 tefachim height, and it can hold the karm k'sasos, is strong enough, even though it shakes, that's considered a sukkah on top, and passes the sukkah on the bottom. Then the Mechaber continues, Aval, im ein b'neihem, sorry, I skipped one, Dalet, v'yesh b'neihem asar tefachim, haynu b'ein schacha shel ayon alakar ka'is, so, between the schach of the top one and its floor, which is the roof of the bottom one. Dezeu shir ha-pachos, b'chol sukkah l'akshir, because that's the minimum height of a sukkah for it to be kosher. By dezeu, nukal across sukkah, shetachter b'shem sukkah tach ha-sukkah. And that way, you could say it's a sukkah tach ha-sukkah, if there's 10 tefachim height on the upper sukkah. Abol, go back on top of the mechaber, abol imein b'neim asar tefachim, but if it's lacking the 10 tefachim height on the top sukkah, oh, sheyesh b'neim asar tefachim, but let's say there is 10 tefachim. Abol eini yechol kabel karmu k'sasol shelo yona apilo de'atchak, but it's not strong enough to support not only the person, but in addition, it can't support the pillows and the coverings. Hatachtonik shera, the bottom one is going to be kosher. Im hi misucheches kihil chasa, if it has more shade than sun, because above it is not a kosher sukkah, so it's not called a sukkah, tachas a sukkah. Afilu im elyonu lamalami esrim, even if the schach of the top one is more than 20 amos higher than it, because like we said, it's not posel a schach, it's just the posel a sukkah. Okay, so therefore it doesn't make it posel schach over kosher schach. It's still kosher schach. But what happens if the bottom sukkah does not have enough shade, it has more sun than shade? And the only way that it has more shade than sun is by adding to it the shade that's created by the one above it, the top one. Then the top one cannot be more than 20 amos off the ground, because we're really viewing it as that's part of the schach for the bottom sukkah. So it can't be more than 20 amos off the ground. Mishnah Berurah. Hey, hatachtona k'shera, aval ha'elyona p'sula, d'lo chazya afilu dias haroi. If it doesn't have 10 tefachim, or it's not strong enough to hold the karm k'sasos, it's not even called a dias haroi. So therefore, it wouldn't be kosher, the top one. Kil chasa. What does it mean, kil chasa? The hainu shahaisa tzilsam rubi chamasa. Whenever it says kil chasa, it means it has more shade than sun. V'afilu. So the mechaber said, v'afilu melyona lamala miyesrim, that the bottom one would be okay, and it wouldn't pass, the top one wouldn't pass it. V'afilu melyona haisa gamkein tzilsam rubi chamasa. Even if the top one had more shade than sun, lo mikri sukkatach hasukkah. It's not going to be called a sukkatach hasukkah. Kivin she'el yona ein lo hekshe sukkah, since the top one does not have, it's not a kosher sukkah, because it can't support someone to be in there. Vim ha'el yona chamasa merum mitzilsa, and if the top one has more sun than shade, oz afilo ha'tachtona yichol ha'kabal karm uksasos, oz afilo ha'tachtona yichol ha'kabal karm uksasos she'el yona. Even if the roof of the bottom one is strong enough, hatachtona k'sheir, the bottom one is still going to be kosher. Why? Tischak shela yona kimandalei sedami, as we said previously in the previous shiurim, that if you have chamosa merum etzelsa, it's kimandalei, it's like it's not there. So it's not going to pass it. Im ha'el yona lamala miyesrim ches, if the top one is more than 20 amos high, v'lo amin ma'ashe k'neget tischak ha'posel nechshev kilu eino, we don't say that what's opposite the stach is if it's not there. Kivin shebe etzem ena stach hazeh stach posel, ela shehu lamala miyesrim. Like we said, that the fact that it's 20 amos high, at least 20 amos high, does not create posel stach. It passes the sukkah, but it's not create posel stach. So lo mikri stach posel l'psol kinegdo. It doesn't make it a sukkah, mitaka sukkah. Now, test, umiskasheres aldei stach el yona. What happens, we said, if the bottom one doesn't have enough shade, and it needs the top one to add to it to make it enough shade? So then we said that the top one has to be within 20 amos of the ground. You need both of them to create enough shade. Then the bottom one will be kosher if it's within 20 amos, the top one. And what happens now if the top one itself had enough shade? We were just talking about if they both had less shade than some, but together they have enough. What happens now if the bottom one doesn't have enough, but the top one does? So then, he says, then you can even stand and be yotzi in the top one. Yotzi in the bottom one and the top one. Now we're up to Sif Beis. Just as a quick introduction to Beis, there's a machlokas in the Gemara between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, whether a sukkah Barosh HaGola on top of a wagon, or Barosh HaSfina on top of a boat, is kosher or not. There's a story that Gemara brings, is that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva were traveling on a boat, and it was sukkah's time, and Rabbi Akiva holds that a sukkah Barosh HaSfina is okay, so he put a sukkah on top of the boat, and Rabbi Gamliel put it lower down, because he holds it's not good, because the wind could blow it off. So Rabbi Akiva sits in the sukkah the first day, and the next day a wind comes and blows the sukkah off. So Rabbi Gamliel says, Akiva, Eipo Asukah Shulcha. Okay, that's how the Gemara ends off over there. But we pass like Rabbi Akiva. So Sif Beis. Ha'oseh Sukkaso Barosh HaGola. Someone puts a sukkah on top of the wagon, chariot, have horses drawing it by. O Barosh HaSfino, on top of a boat, the top of the boat. If it's not able, the sukkah is not able to withstand a normal wind that you find on dry land, then psula. That's possible. Even Rabbi Akiva is going to say it's no good. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, because that's not even called a dira saroi. But if it's able to withstand a normal wind, even if it can't withstand the wind that takes place at the sea, which is a ruach she'ena metsuya beyabasha, you get a hurricane come by and blows your sukkah off, we're not concerned about that. Sheira, it's kosher. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yud, Barosh HaGola. Af the metal tala v'lo kfi. Even though it's movable and it's not set in place, it's still going to be kosher. V'alkein haso harim, the merchants, yicholam haso sukkah ba'agalos, shalayim, they can make sukkahs on their chariots. Shekorin beido. Ubrovad, shehe betocha, as long as it has the minimum requirements of a sukkah, 10 high, 7 tefachim wide. Therefore, in order to be able to say and make sure that it can withstand the wind, a normal wind, should tie it down tightly. So it could withstand a normal wind that you find on dry land. What about, is the sukkah kosher even while it's moving? Okay, so that's a diyun, and the Sha'at Zion points out, based on the Bikur Yaakov, that even when it's moving, it's okay. So you could... Oh, so the machalik between the boat and that gola, I think it's the pre-Megadim, wants to be machalik and say by the boat, because that's the normal way, it's always moving. So then, when it's referring to, in the Gemara, that the boat, it's assuming it's moving, and the chariot, which doesn't always move, so it wasn't the small town was moving. But the Bikur Yaakov says no, even when it's moving, and that's what seems the Mishnah Berurah seems to posit. So, I don't know, if you have a convertible, I guess you might want to take some stock with you. And but if it's moving, tie it down very well. Okay. Yud Aleph, Oberosh HaSfina, Hu Makom Gavosh HaSfina, that's the high point of the boat. Ru Gavoh Ma'od, it's very high, but Ruach Sholet HaSham Ba'o Karto, and the Ruach takes control there, and it can uproot the Sukkah. Im Eina Yechola, Yud Beis, Im Eina Yechola, Mo Barach Metzui Dei Abasha, Rot Saloma, Shlo Kosher B'chol Zeklal, you didn't tie that all well. She Eze Ruach Shiavo, Yakbena, any Ruach that comes by is going to blow it off. Psula, that's no good. Dafil desaroi lo havia, because that's not even called a dios haroi. Yud gimel. Afilo im einu yichol amo beruach metzuya diyam. The ruach metzuya diyam, who ki ruach she'ena metzuya diyabasha, because that's those two are equated. The normal wind that you find at sea is a strong wind that you find on land. And you don't have to build your sukkah so it's strong enough to withstand such a wind. Ksheira. So it's kosher. The alcohol pundit, mechlal dios haroi lo nafka, because nevertheless, even though a ruach she'ena mitzi will blow it off, it's still considered dios haroi. And even while it's going on, even if you're on the yam, with the ruach mitzi, the normal wind, is a strong wind, it's still okay. Okay. Gimel. As an introduction to Gimel, so we have the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh says, Chag Hasukos Taseh L'chol Shivas Yomim. So the Gemara darshins that you have to have a sukkah Hayiru'uya L'Shivas Yomim. If you can't go into your sukkah on one of the days of Sukkot, then it's no good. But what about if what's preventing you from going into the sukkah is a din d'rabbanan? Is that considered that you're not able to use for 7 days? So that's what I'm focusing on. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, since Minat Torah, you could use it. So you're fulfilling the pasuk. It's a pasuk that you can, Minat Torah, use for 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says, no. Since Midrabbanan, you can't use it. So therefore, it's not considered a sukkah that's cooked for 7 days, and it's no good. We pass it like Rabbi Meir, and that's going to be this sif, Gimel. Asor b'rosh ha'gamol. If you make your sukkah on top of a camel, you take boards, put it between the humps, and you put stock over it. Okay? O b'rosh ha'ilon, or you put it on top, the top of the tree. So, k'sheir, it's a kosher sukkah. As long as you fulfill all the other requirements, it's kosher. V'ein olam b'yantif, but you can't go in on that sukkah on yantif. Because there's a gzeirah drabanan that you can't go on an animal unless you might take a branch off to hit it, and you can't climb a tree unless you break the branch. It's a din drabanan that you can't go on these things on yantif or Shabbos. So you see here that it's kosher a sukkah even though you can't use it on yantif and Shabbos. But miksasa ala ilon, miksasa b'davach, and now we're going to the case of the ilon. Let's say what's supporting the floor of the sukkah is partially the tree and partially something you put up there to support it. Okay? So now, is that considered when you go into that sukkah that the trees, you're using the tree or not using the tree? If it's in a way, supported in a way that if you took away the tree, the sukkah wouldn't fall, then only will be yantif. Then you could use it because it's not as if you're using the tree on yantif because it'll be supported without the tree. Then la, but if not, if you take away the tree and it would fall, then it's being supported by the tree. Ain't only will be yantif. Then you can't use it on yantif. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Test vav. Berosh hagamal haynu she'asa sham hadfanos bein chatot roseha v'sikech hagamon. You put the walls between the humps and then you put stock on top. That's the case of the gamal. Berosha Ilan, Tikein Mokshavo Berosho, you made the place where you're going to sit and stay on top of the tree. V'asa shal mechitos uschach, and you made walls and schach there. V'ein olam, but you can't go up there on yantif. Mipnei, she'asa l'shtamish b'yantif b'balei chayim u'mechubar, because there's an issur drabanan to use on yantif, b'balei chayim and mechubar, the tree. K'mo she'kosav, reishim and shin lamed vav, as it's explained there. Now he's going to give a different case than what the Shulchan Aruch brought. The Shulchan Aruch was talking about the floor of the sukkah is being supported by the tree. What happens if the floor of the sukkah is on the ground, but the schach is being supported by the tree? So, v'afilu himasukah hi ala aretz, ela shehakonim shel haschach misumachin ala ilon. But the schach, the konim, the reeds of the schach is being supported by the tree. Also, lalos lo b'Shabbos b'yantif. It's prohibited to go up there on that sukkah on Shabbos and yantif. Because we're afraid that maybe you'll even use the schach. She'niach sham chafotzav. Oh, yitlebo shum davar. V'nimsa mishtamesh adei ilon. You might put some of your stuff up there, or you'll hang something from it, and then it'll turn out that you're using the ilon. The Afshar the Dafka Bayamim Harishonim. Maybe that was in the olden days. When people normally used to use the schach, they used to dry their laundry on top of it or whatever they used to do. People don't put stuff on their schach and use the schach for something else besides sukkah. Ain choshishim lekach, you don't have to worry about that. It would be mutter if you supported your schach with the tree, not the floor of the sukkah, but the schach, then it would be mutter to use that sukkah on Shabbos and Yontif. Umikol makom, though, he points out, which is we're going to see later on, important detail. Lechatchila ain l'smoch al es haschach al ilan. Lechatchila, you really shouldn't lean your schach on the ilan. Why? She'ein ma'amidim es haschach lechatchila ela b'dov aroy l'sikoch. Because lechatchila, you're not supposed to support your schach on something that's not kosher for a schach. You know, people used to have, but I don't. In America, we used to have all these the metal pole sukkahs, and a lot of people were makbid not to put the schach directly on the metal, because the metal is supporting the schach, and lechatchila, it's better not to have something that's kosher for schach to support the schach. Kimoshe kasa b'simin top reish chav tes ayin sham hatam v'im noatz kundosin b'ilon. Let's say you put some poles in the tree, and then v'samach haschach aleim. And then you put the schach on these poles, so it's not directly on the tree. It's on the poles which are on the tree. Sorry, apachachil. Then even lechachil, it's okay. Now, yudches, b'yantif. Ain't all, we said, you're not going to go up on yantif. Vim oba, what happens if you went up on yantif? We said it's also midrabanan to go up. Because they made a gzera. What happens if you did it anyway? V'olo b'yantif. And you went up to onto it. Yotzi dechobosu. You're yotza. You're yotzi your mitzvah. In other words, the chachamim didn't prevent you from being yotzei, even though they said don't go up there. But I am the prima godin shem mesupak im ein lo b'yomtov rak sukkah agad b'behema o ilan. The prima godin has a suffix. We just discussed what happens if you went up there and you weren't supposed to go up there. What happens now? You're down below and you say, you know, there's no other sukkah in sight. Should I go up there? Before we're talking about you had other sukkahs and you went up there and you weren't supposed to go up there, so did you have it? You were yotzei. But now we're talking about lechatchila. You want to know, should I go up into the sukkah? There's no other sukkah around. So im mutar lo lechatchila, is it mutar lechatchila? Ayin sham. He has a suffix prima godin. Would be bikur Yaakov, but the bikur Yaakov is masik to also. He says no, it's also. You can't go up. Why? The chacham patru. The chacham says patur. And if you look at the Shaar Tzion, he points out. Because it's Sheva al Tase, v'yesh koch l'chom ha'kod dobinator b'sheva al Tase. Yud tes, miksasa shel ha'ilon u'miksasa dober acher. We said, what happens if the four of the sukkah is being supported partially by the tree and partially by something else, which is okay to support the sukkah. Ha'yin yesh also miksas karkois sukkaso, u'miksas tefonosea arosh ilon, u'miksas karkoisa, u'miksas tefonosea al dober acher. V'sikech al tefonosea, and you put the schach on it. If it's going to be supported by the other thing, not the tree, then it's kosher. Olin lo b'yantif. Hainu, how are you going to get up to it? Let's say you have your sukkah in the tree, which is basically not being supported by the tree, it's being supported by this other thing. But it says, okay, so you can go up on it, b'yantif. But you have to make sure you don't go up on the tree to get into it. You have to use, hainu b'sulam, go up with it in the sulam, because you can't go up on a tree. Now, if it's being supported by the tree and not by this other thing, more ain't only lo biyantif tekimin shesimich shesimchasa shesmichasa ala ilan. Since it's being supported by the tree, nimsa shkishenich nas l'tocha. When you go into it, mishtameish b'ilan, then you're using the ilan, and then that's not permissible. Whoa, whoa.